Office are managing the installation project. So regarding the details of full lesson, I already sent by the email. So those are, today lesson, I only give you the some summarized points. So managing the installation project. So when we are managing the installation project, first thing is that you have to calculate the tariff cost. Tariff cost can be the material cost and labor cost. They have to be calculated. And depending on the amount of the tariff cost, and you also have to allocate the overhead. Overhead means that when you are installing the project, you have to hire the office, you have to employ the secretary or the second day bookkeeper. Those are the overhead costs. Those overhead costs need to be imposed. In the meantime, you also need to concern about the trading conditions. Trading conditions are how will you negotiate your contract with your client. Those things have to be concerned about. And then you also have to calculate the appropriate sale value. Sale value means how much money you require to do your contract. Those things have to be included. In the meantime, you also have to receive the feedback from the estimator. Feedback from the estimator, any cost variation, those things have to be included in the making your project. Project are money amount. So then I give you the flow diagram, how to manage the installation project. Especially the financial management procedure. Financial management procedure. Especially we calculate the labor cost. Estimate the labor cost. So the estimated labor cost is we include in the project. So estimated labor cost. Estimated labor hour. Before you start the job, you have to determine how long will it take the workman to complete the job. So this is the estimated labor hour. And based on the estimated labor hour and the standard hourly rate, you can calculate the estimated labor cost. In the meantime, all the material requirements you have to determine and then you have to calculate the estimated material cost. So labor and the material cost are combination, then with the time cost. And after that, you have to put the profit margin. For example, you make the calculation, all the cost is about around $10,000. In this case, you want the profit is $2,000. In this case, you have to add. This is $12,000. So this is for the profit margin. In this case, when you are determining the profit margin, you also have to determine the, for example, the overhead and the market influence. Overhead means that you also need to include the fee payment for the other expense, so for hiring the office, employing the bookkeeper, also the and also the taking the service from the engineer or architect or consultant, those costs are overhead costs. Those costs are also included in the profit margin. In the meantime, market influence means the market computation. You can put the too low money or the too high money. If you offer the too low money, you will either lose or the other people will find a problem on you. And in the meantime, you offer the too high money, in this case, the client will not stand up to you. So this is the time that you have to concern about the determining the desired profit margin. After this, any profit margin that you have to determine, and then you have to calculate the sales value. So appropriate sales value you have to determine, and then you offer to the client. So offer to the client means you also need to consider about the trading condition. How you make the trading condition, how you go on the contract. In this case, you also have to take the legal advice from the appropriate attorney, and then you have to end up the contract with the client. Then you do the work performed. Okay, when the work performed, every completion of the work completion need to be called. So cost counting also that included for every stage of the work completion. In this case, how much money you spend for the material utilized, and how much labor cost you have already paid to the labor, those things also also included. And then, after that, those things are going to make the accurate cost in the mind. Those are just the estimated cost, but when you are really running the cost, you also need to determine the accurate cost. Accurate cost and appropriate reconciliation has to be determined. You have to provide the feedback to the estimator. So estimator will adjust the
liver hour, liver cost, and the entire cost.
As you made our way adjust. Because of that, depending on the job, the whole project value is only the $5,000. You spend that $3,000 already, above the $1,000 job. So in order to do that, the SDB had to regulate how much money, how to cut the price, how to cut the money, how to cut the expense. So all these have to be regulated by the estimator.
So those things have to be done so that real estimated value and the accuracy of what performance value can be ever adjust.
Any adjustment has to be done.
Everything finished, so there's money has to be claimed. After work has been done, usually that you have to submit a claim and the money will be collected.
So this is called a typical procedure for the financial management in the estimating system. There are two differences between the estimate and the quote. Estimate is a focus on the expected labor and material component, the associated cost to the contractor to perform a specific project. The quote means the price offered to the client.
Making the estimating, you also have to determine the appropriate labor hour cost, to the cost for the job and planning, material list. You also have to refer the appropriate trade instruction, joint instruction, technical reference, and also there's a reference regarding the client. Those things are the important for the estimating. In the meantime, you also need to do the adjustment. Sometimes you have to need the adjustment. So the sometimes are the expected labor hour. The labor hour can be the adjustment. Although that you are complete to finish the job within that 1 week, so I expect that condition happen, especially the transportation difficulties or the labor strike in the other industry. For example, at the moment, the contract of the whole fleet has been grounded. So this is affected to all other industry because of that you all are the parts from America and they have to come with this flight, but this flight is delayed so that they wait for another day. So in this case, you have to pay that expected delay. Those delays are the once all the supply chain system and once the travel in the one part of the system can affect the all other parts. So this is the why that those are unexpected aspects you also have to be concerned about. Therefore, although you are calculating that estimating the labor hour, those labor hours need to be adjusted. So now I give you the two examples how to adjust the labor hour. Just hour can be calculated, the estimated hour for the standard production, productivity divided by adjustment factor. So this is the way that we can calculate the adjusted hour. So now that the website condition caused a reduction in productivity to the 90% of the normal. So this means that although you finish the 100 job, 100 installations, PowerPoint fitting in this 1 day, 1 week, but due to the unexpected condition, you only can install the 90 PowerPoint. In this case, you have to spend more hour. So now that we can to recalculate the adjusted hour, this is the estimated hour for the standard productivity divided by the adjustment factor. So the adjusted hour is the expected hour. So normally you schedule to complete a job by the 5 hour, this is 5 hour. But you can only do this at 90%. 90% means 5 hours divided by 90 divided by 100. So this is 5 hours divided by 0.9. So the accuracy that you have to spend this hour, so 500 hours, so 500 divided by 0.9, so you have to spend five hours. So this is the accuracy that you have to spend the hour to complete the job. In this, so there are tons of the examples, especially the productivity in the crew size. So 0.9. Therefore, all those are you are expected to do that job, but sometimes those crews make the feedback for the party or they take the sick leave. In this case, the expected hour can be more. All the factors are concerning about the working personnel, you can take that around 0.9. And for the multi story. Multi story means that all those installations are very simple, easier in the ground floor. The higher the level, the more difficult the installation. In this case, for the multi story, in this case, time adjustment usually should take about 0.85. And the high temperature.
In the work site, the temperature is affecting the feedback of performance. So during the early hour time, it's a feedback can do a more input, but there's a during the afternoon time, a very hot temperature, so people will need that they are tired, they need to take the rest, so the productivity can also be lost. So that those loss means that actual hour can be more than the expected hour. In this case, the setup for the temperature adjustment is 0.8. So that you can consider about the offer here, through side multi stories high temperature, so you can calculate the total adjustment power. So the adjustment factor is multiplication of the 0.9 multiply 0.85 multiply 0.8. So you've got the 0.612. Okay, 0.612. 0.612 means that although that you in estimate there's a 500 hour. But this time is divided by 0.6, so you have to spend about the around the 800 hours because it's too better. So therefore, that when we are focusing the labor hour, you also need to concern about the adjustment hour, labor. Now we can see that the labor is performance. So in this case, that depending on the skills or level of the job, you have to provide the appropriate grading scale. A probably grading scale and then find the average scale for the average that grading set up for the employee. So I give you the count the employees above the they are grading point. In the industry confiding companies that they are 60 there. One is a person, one is a scale trade person. So this is a scale electrician. Person two will be the first year apprentice with the only 10 months experience, person three with the 4 year apprentice. Passing four with the leading hand, highly motivated, so that even the electricians are the leading hand, also the leading the even the electrician. And another one is a poor work ethic. The fellow is a very poor ethic. The friend of supervisor guy, he showed the working. When a supervisor guy, he said, no. So that guy will be also poor work ethic. And another one is the tracer assistant with good work ethic. So this is the second you can get a AG. So that you add the all the points, so you got 100, so that we need 510. So that every point is 6 bars on average, so you got 85. So that divided by 100, so 0.85. So that you estimate the hour for the 500, but the actual is that your reading, your people reading only 0.85, so you have to spend the more time. So this is that low hour 500 need to be divided by the 0.85. So this is the way you get calculated for the adjustment of labor hour. This is for the estimation. Estimation must provide for the process of comparing the estimated to the actual labor and the material cost. So firstly, we estimate the labor hour used for the work and also the actual labor hour for the work. So those two have to be compared. Estimated labor cost and the actual labor cost. The two need to be compared. Estimated cost of the material and the actual cost of the material. Two things have to be compared. So that every estimate have to make the comparison. Comparison between the estimated cost, estimated labor hour, and the estimated material cost. Two things are that have to be compared and put into the estimation process. Normally, we can provide the estimated quotation sheet. So I give you the format of the quotation sheet. The quotation sheets must include the detail, quantity, material, unit price, extension, labor hour. Those things have to be included in the take-off sheet, quotation sheet, and job quotation take off sheet. So I give you the format of the low sheet. Typically follow the estimation of quotation sheet. So take off sheets are included as detail, quantity, and material unit price, farming and different units. So sometimes the materials are top. For example, the power point, you count as 1.25. For the price, in this case, meter, how many hundred meter, how many supply. So those things are we can see. So the bar. And the material extension means that any adjustment and labor hour, those things are included in the take-off sheet. Then we have to calculate to the labor hour to the material cost, those are for the take-off sheet. And job quotation take-off sheet means that you have to include the delay quantity, material price, extension labor hour, then you have to include the total hour. Total hour and adjustment. Adjustment means that this better. This better, adjustment better because of the expected saga stand. True size, body choice, temperature adjustment,
through the competency adjustment, though they are included in the total labor hour. And then you also have to include the material cost. In this case, you also have to include the factor. Normally, sometimes you are working, so some material can be damaged. So the weight factor, you also include about the 20% or 10%. And then you have to calculate the break even. Break even means the starting amount of value you have to be done. Because normally, the contract company, no, they have to limit the starting level of the price. For example, depending on the very big contract company, they can't do the job for $100. But they are, because they are employing many people. For the small contract, they can do for the $100 job, but the big company, they can't do the $100 job. They can start from about the $10,000. So because the company size and the level of people, you do for the very small job, it will be just overhead things and just waste on the time. So therefore, that's why it's a break-even point. You have to do something level amount to get that profit. So this break-even point and the total overhead price are calculated. So this is where we have sale price. So this sale price and break-even are different with the net profit. So that when we are making this estimation, quotations, you also have to include those that are in your quotation sheet. Yeah? Normally, these are the number of working feet. Which is annual holiday usually stay for the 4 weeks, state public holidays and 9 days, so 1.8 weeks, state leave or the family leave the whole year with the 10 days, so around the 2 weeks, and so that's a net income, and then weeks are around the 7.8 weeks. And therefore the whole that for the contractor, you also have to calculate that the net income are any week. And then the income and then weeks around the 44.2 weeks. So that although the whole year is at 52 weeks, due to this labor contract and labor agreement and the industrial relations law, you also have to count this to the holiday week. So the holiday week, so that the actual income earning week is only the 44 by 2 weeks. You also have to consider about the workers' compensations and insurance. So worker insurance compensation insurance means that totally is 8%, because of the worker compensation means that you are the contractor, you have to insure with the insurance company regarding the workers' compensation. When the worker got the injury, in this case, insurance company will pay the compensation to the worker. You don't need to pay, but you have to pay the premium. Premium means that this is number of people. So many people are injured, and a lot of the insurance money paid out, this year premium fee will be increased. So this is why the premium worker safety industry as a safety is also related to the employer. So the worker in compensation insurance loading also with the help to calculate that. So normally there's a worker insurance compensation is 8% for the 52 weeks, so that we can now calculate for the 44 by 2 for that week. Right, so there is 8% for worker insurance compensation, but the VS are working with only the 44 by 2 productive week. So therefore we have to readjust. So that way it's 9.41%. So those are the workers and insurance compensation insurance cost. In the meantime, you also have to determine the hourly cost of the labor. In this case, normally it's the basic electrician wage. So around $32 per hour. So in this case, $1,216 dollars per week. This is for the base electrician. Base electrician means that you hold the license, so this is a general electrician. But you are holding the electrician who holding a special class of license or specific scale, their wage will be higher. In this case, license allowance is around $30 per week, two allowance is $35 per week, special scale allowance is around $2.30 per hour, so that $87.78 per week, construction allowance is $64 per week, and traveling time allowance is around 80 minutes per day on the 38 hour. Those have to be calculated for the wage cost. When you are employing the fully fledged electrician with special scale for the special construction contract, in this case, based on the license allowance and two allowance, special scale line, construction allowance, so the standard hourly wage is $43. So this is for the depend on the job. So normally this is for a very fully fledged electrician. It's implying that this is an hourly rate. But for the apprentice or the unskilled worker, the price varies around half. For example, the public holiday. Public holiday loading, percentage, and sick leave allowance, and also the superannuation allowance. Those things also have to be included in the your hourly rate. Now, I give you the calculation for the public holiday, sick leave, and the superannuation. Okay, so now that we can calculate for the public holiday, so that this public holiday is how many percent of the whole weekend. So now that we can calculate a public holiday is about 2 weeks is a public holiday. So today's working week is 52/4/2. So that we calculate for the percentage. So for example, you employ the worker for the $100 percentage. So that based on the 44/2 today's working day and the public holiday proportion. In this case, public holiday score is around 4.5%. So I can calculate for the public holidays are percentage. So this is for the public holiday percentage. So public holiday. So in this case, we can use 2 weeks. So there's 44.2 weeks. It's 100%. So 2 weeks, how many percent? So 100 multiplied 2 divided by 44.2. So by forming this one, that's why you got it. It's 4.52%. So this is a public holiday charge. In the meantime, it's a sick leave percentage. So sick leave. So simply as you can also give for the 2 weeks here. So in this case, this 2 weeks are percentage loading. So the 44.2 week is 100%. So 2 weeks are how many percent? So 100 multiplied 2 divided by 44.2. So this is also 4.52%. And also the superannuation. So crossing the laws are 9% of the wages to be need to be paid for the superannuation. 9% of wage for the superannuation. So in this case, this is a 9% of the work. So the 52 weeks, the 9%, and the 44.2. So how many percent? 9 multiplied by 44.2 divided by 52. 52 by 42.2. So that will be 10.6%. And then we'll announce that we can put the total cost. So the cost margin. So the cost margin means all the wages you have to put the load in. So in this case, we include all load in here. Water compensation loading, downstairs loading, annually loading, and public holiday, strictly superannuation. By adding this one, your total can be there. 41.43% of the wages. So this means that although you can calculate for the 100%, $100 for accurate worker wage, those are the benefits, the calculation. I'm talking about the total wage calculation.
Okay. Now,
for all the reloading, so that the wage calculation, we can calculate the third figure. So the worker compensation 9.41, now suddenly, annually, reloading, public holiday, sick leave, superannuation, those that are also you should include in the labor wages. So, in the meantime, you also need to concern about the overhead system. Overhead means that to run the contractor business, you have to rent the telephone line, utilize the fares, and wages are required for the supervisory staff, administration staff, rent on the premise, accountancy cost, advertising, insurance with the public liability, fire, theft. Those things are also included in the overhead. So those overheads are also need to added to the wages, so that's 18. So that in this case, hourly overhead budget needs to be calculated. So the total overhead cost divided by the NUSR productive hour. By this way, you can calculate that hourly productive hour. As a running as a minimum safe or value, the first thing is that you have to calculate for the labor hour. So how many labor hours required for your job need to be calculated? And based on the labor hours, you have to end with the labor cost. Labor hour and labor cost are based on labor hour. You have to calculate with the hourly rate, and we can calculate the labor cost. In the meantime, you also end with the material cost. So material costs are having to calculate, and this is the direct cost to perform the work. Direct cost to perform the work. So in this case, we calculate the labor cost and material cost as combination. Then you can calculate from the direct cost to the perform the work. And after that, you have to calculate the gross profit. So profit is a margin added to the provided allowance. So added to provide the allowance. For overhead and profit. So this is for the gross profit. Gross profit means that this profit is a margin added to the provided allowance for overhead and profit. Those they have to be calculated. So in this case, this gross profit that we cover the overhead margin. Plus margin for net profit. So it is the overhead margin that is based on the labor hour. Labor hour in job. So these jobs are how many labor hours to be covered. So that based on the actual labor hour, that you also have to allocate the appropriate overhead margin. This means that for your overhead means the accountant or the bookkeeper. So your real work is only 100 hours. You can't employ the accountant for the 200 hours. Your accountant is only part of this job. You only have to employ the accountant for 2 or 3 hours. So this is ways that you can calculate for the overhead percentage. In the meantime, you also need to concern about the margin for net profit. So margin for net profit has to be calculated. And also there's a what margin the market will allow. So this is market allowance. Market allowance and margin. So those things I have to contend for the cross profit margin. After this, buying guy, running the everything to make a consideration, you can calculate the sale price or amount. And when you know about the sale price or amount, then you can calculate the quotation offer to the client. And then when the clients agree, in this case the quotation offer the clients, you also have to put some of the trading condition. Condition, and the building also confirm about the trading condition, and finally you make the contract. So this is for the contract procedure. Contract procedure for the electrical estimating. In this case, we fully are taking account on the all material cost, labor cost, overhead profit margin, and also allowing everything that you will use sort out, and then we get all write down as our sale price on the amount, and this amount and the bill on this one, you have to go through this client. So client accept, then you can end up this contract. So this is for ways we can calculate for this the allowance system. So this is for the estimating and quotation system. taking that condition is based on the estimated value.
So,
but the real system running the system, the accuracy of price, the accuracy of price of the material and the labor will be different from the estimated value. Therefore, you have to utilize it to the reconciliation. So, reconciliation means a comparison between the estimated labor hour and the cost, and compare with the accurate labor hour and cost, because it's a work progress. In the meantime, you also need to compare with the accurate material cost recorded on the work progress and compare with the estimated cost for the material. So those things are that you have to make the reconciliation. So I give you the flowchart diagram for the reconciliation. Reconciliations are flowchart. Where the cost profit outcome of the project is not the same as the estimated value, the estimator should compare the estimated materials and labor values to the accurate values using the takeout sheet and the cost record. So in this case, estimated labor cost and recorded on the takeout sheet in the sequence to match the expenses process of the work. They need to be compared with the accurate labor hours and the labor cost recorded as a work progress. In the meantime, accurate material cost recorded as the work progress need to be compared with the estimated cost for the materials recorded on the takeout sheet in a sequence to match the expected progress of the work. So those are the accurate labor cost and estimated labor cost need to be compared. And in the meantime, the accurate material cost and the estimated material cost need to be compared. So this is for the reconciliation process. By performing the reconciliation process, the reconciliation process allows the estimator to identify the areas of the inaccuracy in the estimating process. So this is the way that we made the reconciliation. So therefore, the everything you haven't finished the thing, you have to offer the contract. So that in the contract, you have to arrange the special for the contract. So the contract may be barbell, but the purpose of the contract is to formalize the agreement between the two or more parties that involve the provision of the service for the payment. So the contract may be barbell, but the barbell is only useful for the small project. Contract. For example, the people are facing, people that they face that they are over not working, or the water heater not working, they ring to the electrical contractor, listening, and they set the estimated value. So this is the barber contract. Barber contract estimated can help fix the pain and pay the money. So this is for the only minor repair work. Is the barber contract will be alright. No one need to sign on the special form. But there's you have to install the whole electrical installation for the whole factory or the whole area. It's involving the high price, heavy money, so in this case, high volume of money, so labor cost, so in this case, a written contract has to be offered. So the contract must include the time frame for the completion of the work, fixed cost of the variation or the adjust savings of price, variation to the contract work, use of the stock contract, redemption money, public liability, insurance, provisional staff, site requirement, OHA requirement, working hours, defense liability, liquidated damage, payment schedule, dispute resolution methods. Those things have to be included, have to be concerned for the drawing the gunfight. So this is the important aspect of the gunfight. Next up, procedure. So when we are writing the gunfight, the most important one is the purpose of the contract. The purpose of the contract is to formalize the agreement between the two or more parties that are involved the provision of the service for the payment. So that for the contract, they are the most important item. The name of the all parties to the contract, the signature of the all parties to the contract, the date on which the contract is formed, the date of the service to be provided, value of the money to be paid, and all conditions associated with the offer of the all party. Those are the most important factors to be included in the contract. Together with those are important content, you can also include the time frame for the completion of the work, fixed or the cost variation adjusting the price, provision for the variation to the contract work, use of the contract, redemption money, and the public liabilities, insurance, provision assignment, site requirement, OHS requirements, working hour, He lays all the documents are forming the contract, such as the drawing, the specification. So I teach you the technical aspect of the specification, and together with the earlier 09004, this is a drawing. So the reason is that when you are doing the electric project planning, the most important thing is you need to plan a project. So this is a G7D, and manage the project like G69. In the meantime, you need to consult about the specification, so E71. In the meantime, that you also need to include the drawing, the ME 09004, and also that you have to consult about the risk assessment, so E11, and also the OHS approbation, so E17. In the meantime, you need to probably write down the report for the project, so the E24. Therefore, that I write running the all units together for the whole project, because we cannot split the one product from the another. So this is why I run in all four units. So for the all the units, five units in the by the project. This is the reason we run it. So this is why those things are the included in your project. So your contract wall. So once you are writing the contract, those are drawing all the specifications should be included. In the meantime, you also need to include the defect liability, liquidated damage, methods of the progress claims, payment schedule, method for the dispute resolution, liability for the damage to the area outside the wall. So those things also have to be properly included in the contract. And therefore, all the works need to be carried out in a neat and orderly manner. And contract the responsibility to ensure the work comply with the relevant standards. What shall be carried out by the qualified trade person? The contract that maintain the competent trade person on site during the progress of the work, and be submitted to the fifth right are not subject to a variation without authorization. The contractor shall be liable for the repair for the any damage or the service during the project. And also the contract includes all items, the specification plan, all the items, and the contractor shall provide all site storage and amenities. And also the contractor shall coordinate the work of the other trade. All material installation prices are shall be in conformity with the appropriate standards and regulation and specification. Those are the details are methods for the contract work. So details are crossed from the specification of the contract. Those things have to be also included. So I just write down the main points for the delay clues, delay clause, contract. So when we are including the contract, those are the contract aspects. The contract name of the important factor and factor to be included. And details are contract have to provide a neat and orderly work. And comply with the relevant standard, all the jobs are performed and they need to be comply with the relevant standard. And qualifying and competent trade person must do the job. And big fixed price are sometimes a contract that took the price. This price is once a contract has been entered and the client is agreed to, the contractor cannot change the price without the written authorization and without negotiation with the client. And so, any during the work that the contractor is doing, so the sometimes are damage can happen. So in this case, the contractor will be responsible for the repair for the damage. Therefore, the contractor also have to take the insurance. During the performance of the job, any item damage, in this case, the contractor needs to repair. So the contractor has to process, has to face with the expense. So those expenses are to be compensated by the insurance company. Items are in the specification and the standards shall be included. So once the contract is done, so that all the contract specification, all the material, all that requires your function need to be fully covered in the accurate workup for time. In the meantime, the contractor need to coordinate the trades, so the electrical, mechanical, plumbing, fitting need to be coordinated. And material and the installation works must meet the relevant standard. Those are the important factors in the performing of the contract. So the today's lessons are, I give you the more detailed practical aspect of the electrical contracting. E71 is I start with the condition specification and general form and theory aspect of the overview aspect of the contracting aspect. And today I give you the more details for the electrical contracting job. So this one is also the relevant to the C003, making a quotation or the quoting the price, purchase the materials of C2, C3, so those are also the included. But the 17794 does not have the C2 and C3, but the 17908 got those units. But those units are Therefore, the, when you are submitting the project for the 1790 experience, I also get a competency for the whole unit. So this is for the all for the electrical gunfighting and specification. So that